Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Horror Friendly Podcast. My name is Katie, and I am joined by none other than Charlie and Chantel for our final episode of the season. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are we finding the last episode of the season? Are we emotional? How are we feeling?
Oh yeah, Trey Amosh. Big
Yeah.
feelings.
Can't believe it's
Yep.
over. I know I've missed out on a couple, but
Yeah,
still.
it's gone extra quick for you, ain't it, Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's our
Yeah.
summary. Great. We're good at this.
Oh, October spooky season. Anyone got any
I
Halloween
know.
plans?
Oh, so many and so few.
Too many.
Yeah. Too many, lots of ideas, but I just need to actually like execute them. So,
Obviously, today, Tell, we saw the first of your Halloween looks up on your SFX page.
I mean, I wouldn't get
Yes.
to it's not going to be the 31 days again, also because we're like already a few days in and I haven't kept up because I just do not have the time this year.
Yeah, you're already like
But
4 days behind, mate.
yeah, so I just won't have the capacity to do that this year, but hopefully I will get some looks in, which will be nice. The annoying thing is every time we do a film and I'm like, that'd be a great idea, but then I'm missing something to do it. And it's just like really irritating.
So, for any of our listeners, if they want to donate to Tell's SFX
I need a blonde
kit.
wig. I am, to be fair, I am trying to there's like a Meron competition, so I'm trying to win that shit. So I'm like,
Okay,
yes.
okay.
Send it my
Nice.
way. Fingers
Nice.
crossed, fingers crossed.
Katie, any plans for spooky season?
You know what? None yet. Maybe a bit of pumpkin picking. That's always quite fun to do.
Ooh,
Watch a load of horror
cute.
films.
The
Because
usual.
that's just gotta happen.
Standard.
That's just gotta happen. And we can crop this out if we're not supposed to disclose this now, but we might not be potentially doing a little Halloween special. So we say this is the final episode, but is it? Is it?
Who
It's
knows?
not. Spoilers.
Spoilers. You'll still be hearing from us soon.
What about you? What are your plans? You got anything planned with your daughter or?
We've got a couple of Halloween discos coming up. And if anything, like it's weird because like I still love dressing up and everything, but it's
Yeah.
more that now I get the opportunity to dress up a miniature person
Excellent.
and like kit her out in like the best shit. So I need to think of some costumes for her. She was a skeleton pirate last year at her school Halloween disco. But yeah, we've got two to go to so
Cool.
far. She's already got an outfit picked for pumpkin picking. So you know we're already out
Well,
there.
if anyone's got any ideas on what they could dress up Charlie's daughter as, then sling them our way. I'm sure Charlie would appreciate
Please, thank you.
it. Right, should we get into this film then? Should we get into our? I think we've said. Oh, I don't know. I think we've saved the best till last on this one. So, should we get into it?
Shall we indeed? Okay.
The film which you are about to see is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of five youths, in particular, Sally Hardesty and her invalid brother, Franklin. It is all the more tragic in that they were young. But had they lived very, very long lives, they could not have expected, nor would they have wished to see as much of the mad and macabre as they were to see that day. For them, an idyllic summer afternoon drive became a nightmare. The events of that day were to lead to the discovery of one of the most bizarre crimes in the annals of American history, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
To our lovely listeners, just be mindful ahead as we do cover a brief mention of rape.
This week, we are doing the 1974 Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Sally and Franklin and their three friends run out of gas while driving to their grandfather's house. One by one, they are tormented and killed by a chainsaw-wielding killer and his psychopathic family. And Katie, you had a nice fun fact for us about this one as well.
Yeah, so in America, Texas Chainsaw was actually re released this day in 1974. in America.
2nd of October for
Yes.
and we're specifying that it was in America because it was banned in England by the British Board of Film Censors. And so on their Wikipedia, it's actually the release date was 21st of November 1976, which is not only Katie's birthday, but 2 years after the original date. So apparently England just took 2 years to realize we could handle
Yeah, we're not
it.
pussies, Brad.
What?
What?
Well, we're going to get Charlie, if you're saying you're not a pussy, what were your first thoughts
What?
other than I'm not a pussy, I can handle this?
I'm not a pussy. I can handle this. I did jump once. I will say though, it was very slow getting into the action. But yeah, I could handle this. It wasn't that bad. I'm very proud of myself. How about
Not
you, Katie?
it.
Do you remember the first time you watched this? What were your first thoughts?
Yeah, I say yeah, I don't know when I last watched this. It was a long time ago. And I remember thinking it was really good, but like I didn't really have that much more of an opinion on it. I just remember it being like one of the just iconic horror films that you sort of associate with when you think about slasher films and all of that. But then watching it again, it's like I've got like a new love of it. It's like I literally, it's one of the greatest horror films of all time. And like I have so much random love for it all of a sudden. I
Strong
enjoy,
words.
yeah, I enjoyed it so much. Like it's, to me, it's like a fucking perfect horror film. I love it. Yeah, it's all good. What do you think, Tao? Talk to me.
This is the problem because, well, I remember when I first watching this, absolutely loving it and just thinking it was horrific, it was everything horror should be. And then I rewatched it and I don't know. There was something about it I just wasn't vibing with this time. And I don't know if I just wasn't in the mood, if I don't know. I don't know what it was that this time it just didn't sit right. Whereas in the past, I've absolutely loved it. And as you say, it's like it's iconic. And I don't know if I felt like I had to love it. Whereas I really don't know what it was. And I don't know if it's. I think one of the main problems I had with it was every time I think of Leatherface, I think of this really scary person. And then in this, I don't know if it was the first time I'd kind of registered, but he's kind of bullied by his family. And I ended up feeling sorry for him, which I didn't want to feel sorry for Leatherface because he's, you know, my memory of him was this horrible, horrible person, this horrible, horrible guy. So yeah, it was a bit, I don't know, it was a bit weird that I just didn't have that. Oh my God, greatest film ever kind of reaction to it this time. I don't,
Oh,
can't
so you
tell
were the
you
opposite to
why.
me.
Yeah, like literally we both just went the opposite way and I can't, I'm annoyed with myself because I am not sat there going, this is a classic. How am I not like having the best time of my life right now?
Interesting.
It was a not a good one.
Okay, well let's delve into that a bit deeper.
Let's do it.
I feel like
So,
I'm going to be like the peacekeeper between you two tonight. Like
Katie,
I'm
how could
fairly
you love
neutral on this
this?
film. Like it had its good bits and it had its shit bits. Like,
I can already
but
tell you what we're scoring
I
it.
already have a little inkling of what
Well,
each of us might
I've also
score.
got a little bit of true crime history to tell you about, to
Oof,
bore you with later as well,
oof,
which is
oh, just
included
bringing
in
the facts
this.
to the table.
Yeah, I've got my receipts.
It hasn't even gone for Wikipedia today. She's gone in for a full book.
She's really studied this one.
She means
I
business.
know. Yeah. So Charlie, what do you mean about it being slow?
Like it just takes ages to get into, like too long to get into, and then all of a sudden we have like a quick, like burst of like three deaths. I don't know. It just lost its momentum again, and then it was just ages again, and then all of a sudden we have like a chase scene and that gets over and done with very quickly, and then the end just felt too quick compared to the beginning. Like it's hard to explain. I don't really know, like, but yeah, I mean by the time like it came to the end I was glad it was over. I'm not gonna lie, I felt I
Was
was
it to
sat there for
do
ages.
Was it to do with a Franklin being the most annoying horror character of all time? Which is widely known that everyone just fucking hates Franklin in this film.
Why did they have to make him so annoying?
The one in the wheelchair, Sally's brother.
Oh, no, see, I kind of liked him.
I didn't like dislike him as much as, like, I have before. I mean,
he had his moments where he was a fucking, like, fuck, but shut the fuck up about bashing the heads in on the cows.
Yeah.
I was a bash your head in, mate. But I felt, so, like, I didn't feel sorry for him. Actually, I did feel sorry for him. His mates left him, and that place had no wheelchair accessibility.
Yeah, I feel like he did get a bit fucked over.
Yeah, I would act like a toddler if that was the case. I'd be doing Raspberries going and whatnot.
But he does literally say it as well, where he's like, they've all fucked off upstairs, and he's downstairs, and he's like, oh, come along, Franklin, it'll be the best trip ever. Like, he knows he's been invited along as like a sympathy invite, but actually they don't want him. Not that they don't want him there, but they're not accommodating him at all. They're not.
Well, you say that they did put two planks of plywood to get him in and out of the camper.
But they booked, like, do you know what I mean? They've gone to a house with no accessibility. They literally are like, how's he going to get down here? Oh, he must have been carried as a child. Like, but also as soon as they get there, they fuck off. Like, they're not hanging around to talk to him.
No.
It's, he's fifth wheeling it hard.
Also, he was the one that he got his hand fucking sliced up by the psychopath. Like, mate.
Psychopath?
Psychopath. Fuck off.
Those psychopaths, darling, they're an absolute nightmare. But why did they have to make him that annoying? Why couldn't they have just made him...
I don't think he was annoying.
I think he... I don't know. He wasn't. Yeah, he kind of was, because it was when he was just like...
His sister was more annoying.
The sister was annoying, but it's like when they're fighting over the torch. And it's like, I know you're siblings, but for the love of fuck, you're grown-ups. Like...
I still fight with my sister, to be fair.
I do, but not like that. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like...
So is that bit, the bit that you thought was a bit slow, Charlie, like when they were trying to, like, when they were getting killed off and then in between it was a bit slow? And then suddenly it kicked off again.
Yeah, it took its time. Like, even getting to that point, it took too long.
I will agree, but I think it's something they do tend to do with, like, older films where they're trying to tell you the story, they're trying to set the scene, and it does always take a bit longer. Like, we've said this when we did Dracula. Like, they kind of... They tell you too much because you're like, we didn't need to see that entire car journey. And then, obviously, like, when in the petrol station, okay, we've got the point, there's no petrol, but... We're still in the station like a few minutes later, and we're like, we've got the gist. There's no fuel. Like, we know what's going on.
But they go for the barbecue.
But they do go for the barbecue. And again, it's just... Did the petrol guy try and warn them away?
No.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, he wasn't that plant, but
they... It was giving me Wrong Turn vibes. And I know Wrong Turn is 100% like a ripoff, basically, of this. Because obviously
insulting.
Wrong Turn.
I was going to say, we spent half of last week saying that this was giving up, Wrong Turn was giving us Texas Chainsaw vibes, so.
But,
But it is, I think that is just an older film thing where they do take, they almost kind of take too long to kind of give you the information. And then when you actually get to the, as you say, like, you get to the scene where the action's happening and everything's very quick. And I know that is because they've kind of, like, sped up the action.
You say this, though. I was talking about it with the person I was watching it with. And so I wasn't a massive fan of this one, but I didn't hate it completely either. But I said this compared to The Exorcist. The Exorcist gets pretty much straight in there with everything that's going on. Like... And that's only like a couple of years difference. And even down to, what's another old one that we've watched? But whatever old one it was that we'd watched previously as well, like, it was pretty much straight in there again. I think it was Carrie I was thinking about. I can't quite remember. But that does have its, like, buildy up bits as well. So it's, I guess it's a different type of movie. Like, it's going to build up in a different way.
But what did you think when it actually got to, like, the actual action scene? What had you seen Leatherface before?
Was this your first time? No, this is my first experience.
So you'd never come across
In Dead by Daylight. So I loved The Butcher's Hook. Like popping up on
Yeah.
that was great. And then obviously the final sort of run around scene, like where she's just screaming her head off, that really like shut up, love. But what did surprise me is their house is on quite a busy road. Like two cars pulled up in a, don't know, like a few minutes of each other in the morning shot, whatever time of day it was. It also gave me Halloween vibes. Obviously,
Basically, it gave you horror film vibes.
it gave me just standard vibes, but she chucks herself out the window a few times, and I was just like, oh, is that the guy from Mike Myers or whatever his name is?
I loved it because when you're introduced to him, normally there's a big, sort of a big revealing moment from the serial killer, and there wasn't that at all. It was
He just
such a,
opens
to
the door.
me, yeah, to me, that was such a like brutal, raw kind of thing to like capture on a film where there was no music, nothing. He just suddenly appears, and that's kind of like the horror of it.
It
And
is a
then
bit,
obviously you've got that classic scene where like he's pulling her from behind and bring her back, and then the meat hook. Like, there's a lot of controversy on this film for like which violence against women, which is interesting because there are so many films that have that. But like, yeah, Mary Mackie apparently said that the meat hook scene was probably the most brutal on-screen female death in any commercially distributed film. So like, it obviously had such an effect, and there was no music in it. And there wasn't much gore, but I think it was so effective because it was just fucking horrific. It was like, I know I'm speeding on a little bit, but it's the same when the old man is trying to hit Sally on the head with a hammer, and he's only kind of wounding her, but that's really horrible to watch because she is being hurt, but she's not dying. And that's torture. That's like mental, physical torture. And there wasn't any music or any CGI needed for that. So that's what I think is so amazing about this film. It's so simple, but really like horrifying as well.
I do agree with you. I love the bit where yeah, like you say, like Leatherface appears, because it is one of those where it's like blink and you miss it. And that's it. Like, if you're a modern moviegoer playing on your phone, you will miss him turning up because there is no big introduction. He's just there. He's suddenly in the film.
You make it sound like I'm on my phone half the time when watching these movies, Tal.
You probably are. But no, but you know what? But we all are. Like, I'm not gonna deny it. Like, it's a millennial thing, it's a Gen Z thing. We're used to our fucking phones. So unless you're watching it on your phone, and then you have like an excuse. But it is that where I think that's the thing. I really struggled with it. And I think I really struggled with the slow pace, and I really struggled with aspects of it not wowing me. But the gore, and it wasn't even the gore, because again, like the meat hook is savage, but there isn't any gore. Like, you don't see it come out of her. You don't see bloods and guts. You
No.
just the oh, what's the word? The
The fall.
implication of it, and that, like, there is a noise as she's put on it. That's enough. And as you say, like the slow hitting, because it's just repetitive and horrific. And like the little bits where like you see the arms on the chair, and I think all of that kind of mentally fucks with you. And makes you kind of go, this is really fucked up. But it just wasn't, I don't know, there was something about it this time. But that still, even saying that, you know, this didn't amaze me this time, those parts still kind of make your skin crawl. Like,
And the relentless screaming. So Charlie, you weren't a fan of that, I guess.
Oh, put the fucking rag in her mouth, mate.
I think, again, I think that's quite an old school horror thing, because again, they didn't, you know, use a lot of music, or it's just early acting, I guess, where people were like, well, what would you do in this situation other than bloody murder scream? Whereas now horror films, people tend to scream maybe a bit, try and keep themselves quiet, and there is a bit of like, I guess, how we think people would react, but it's really hard to know how you'd actually react in that situation.
I
Yeah.
mean, I won't lie, I would scream if I was in that situation, and no
I
doubt
don't,
about it.
yeah.
But she's just fucking annoying because it's like going in on her eyes, like
Yeah,
fucking wide open and shit.
I wouldn't scream for that long, because, and
Go
it's
run out of
hard.
energy.
run out of energy, but also like if you're trying to get away, stop fucking screaming. They'll find out where you are. So he's wearing a mask. His eyesight is limited. Don't give him more clues as to your fucking location. But when she's tied to a chair, then I'm like, maybe I would just keep screaming because you are trying to piss them. There's nothing else you can do.
See, that's when I like her screaming when she's running away because okay, she might get attention from the people in the petrol station. It's when
Miles
she's
away.
tied up. That is when I'm like, mate, just shut up. Like,
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. I feel like I'd scream more in the chair out just to piss them off and frustration. But when I'm
yeah, but
running,
look
I'd
what
be like quiet.
happens.
True, but I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
You
Again,
get
it's
granddad trying to bash your brains in.
yeah, he's old. You have to scream really loud so he knows that you're really scared.
I mean, I thought he was dead person at first. Like his le like skin's all leathery and just.
Oh, leathery. It's almost like that's part of the film.
Ooh.
I do.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. I do. That's when they start screaming back, I think I'd have shut up because that, again, like if I'm screaming, it's to annoy them. But if they start screaming back at me and mocking me, I'm going to get angry. And that's like, I'm already kidnapped. I'm already dying. I don't want you to piss me off as well. Like,
Get in the bin. What also did surprise me, though, obviously we've touched upon there being a granddad and whatnot, was the fact that there was more than one killer. Because I've always assumed, this is obviously my first time watching it, I thought there was only one person that does the killing. This had a
Leatherface.
whole bloody family.
And I think again, this is where like last week I was like, you get that. You know, you expect everyone to kind of be involved because again, there's suddenly, oh, can you imagine you finally get away and the person who's meant to fucking help you is in on it?
Yeah, fuck
That's
that.
crushing. Like,
Oh, and you like see her hope, like when she runs into this guy, and
yeah.
then you see
And
that he's
it
holding
looks like
that
he's going to
rope.
help her as well.
Yeah, and then she sees the rope and she's like, fuck, I'm in trouble.
What
I
did
did.
she see in the fireplace? I think that
Sausages.
was, I think that was human meat, but I don't think she knew that at the time.
Because
But she looked at it, so she was obviously a bit like it was on her radar.
I could only really see, like you say, like sausages. And I was like, I'm not being funny. I wouldn't know the difference between like pork and human sausages.
I
So
don't
I
think
was
any of
like,
us do. I'm not
sounds like a new
really.
like game show that should come out.
I Is it pork? Is it cow? Is it human? Who knows? Pork or long pork? But
Pork or penis?
oh. See that one, I might know the difference of. But what were we talking about? Sausages.
Yeah, what that was, what that meat was.
Yeah, I figured
I
that
think it
was
was
like.
probably implied because, like, you know, this film is about cannibal. It's about eating, you know.
Yeah, but I was looking for like a hand or something. I was like, what was the giveaway?
Yeah.
But maybe it, and again, I think that's maybe part of my problem. And I'd like to see a remake of this done the same way, but just clearer.
I think the point was that there wasn't anything obvious, so she still wasn't. She still felt like she could trust him in that split second because there wasn't a red flag around. So you, the camera points to that kind of thing, but that's just her, in her head. You don't know if that's
You
true.
say there's no red flag though, but the door is wide open. He was
Yeah.
only a meter behind her. Like, where do you fuck off to?
But it's the same as like when they're trying to set the scene and get it all spooky and when they arrive at the house and they're using like skulls and bones. But most of that, and again, I don't know if it was meant to be implied it was human, but obviously the props department weren't going to use human. But a lot of that to me looked animal, in which case I would just be like, animals could have gone there to die. Animals could have been hunted. Like, it's supposed to set a creepy scene, and it is creepy, especially when it's that bed where it's actually set up to be really fucking creepy. But like, I think I just want it slightly clearer. And I don't know if that's just me. I need to know I'm in a horror. I need to
I mean, for
Then
feathers
I can deal
everywhere.
with it. Yeah, but okay, like it was an accident. I hit my pigeon with my car the other day because the fucker, it fucking
Fucking
nove died.
murderer.
It fucking nove died out the tree into my bonnet as I was doing 60. Wasn't going to do an emergency stop. Sorry, that would have risked everyone. But it fucking exploded, feathers everywhere. So seeing feathers in a house doesn't automatically say to me murderers.
Yeah, but
bird
it's smell,
murderers.
mate. The smell at this
But
point, you would be able to smell everything.
there was
You
one
smell
point where
death.
they one point they mentioned a bad smell, but by the time something has decomposed so much it's bone, the smell is gone. So again, I was like, it's one
But
of
then
those where I'm
people,
like,
but
you
there's
could
other people in the house, mate, that the smell of death is constantly there.
Is it? Because none of them mentioned a smell after they drove past something, mentioned a smell, and
The
by the time they got to the
abattoir.
house, yeah, and then by the time they got to the house, they didn't mention it again. And everything was dry bone, so there's no smell to it. Again, I think that was my problem. I really struggled with is, are we scared or not? And I know that, again, watching it, knowing it's a horror, you know you should be, but I'm looking at that going, that's a fucking animal bone.
There were
That's
some of it
sausages.
that did look human, and some of
And
that was animals.
yeah, and when you got to the, like I said, the bed where it was all laid out very deliberately, I was like, okay, well, it doesn't matter if it's human or not. That's deliberate and that's malicious. So now we're scared. Now we're creeped out. But yeah, make it scary. Like maybe it's SFX. Maybe it just wasn't enough of it. And I was like, I want more gore.
I don't know. I agree with you in a way, though, because I
Yeah.
usually like get quite like anxious around like sort of build-ups,
Yeah.
and I was not scared. I
Right,
wasn't
yeah.
anxious. I was able to watch this no problem, apart from the one time where I think he I'm trying to think Michael Myers just turned up or whatever. What's his name? No,
Leatherface.
Leatherface.
Fuck's
They
sake.
look too similar as well. But yeah, there was one scared jump scare for me, and yeah, the rest of it, I'm like, you know what, can give or take it.
But jump scares don't, they don't, horror films don't have to have jump scares for it to be scary.
They don't, but they do help.
Okay.
And again, I think the scariest part about this film is that it could be real because psychopaths exist, psycho fucking killers exist. Like
Psychopaths,
psychopaths exist,
psychopaths.
darling. So you need to look out for yourself. And I think that's the thing, that's what's scariest about this is the implication, is the can you can feel it. You can, like, as soon as you see that meat hook and you know what's coming, it's the anticipation and you can feel it when she lands. That's creepy as shit. But as a, like, the implication's scary, but the lead up, I don't know, I felt lost. I want to see it again, very fucking similar, but a bit more gore and a bit more clearer. I think,
Okay.
again, maybe it's just because it was shit cameras back then. Mine was also like, I watched it on DVD because I have the DVD. So mine was like, it's really funny because it's like half your screen because it doesn't actually fill the whole screen. So maybe if I'd watched it on a streaming service, I don't know if it fills the screen now and it's a bit clearer.
Didn't fill the screen for me.
No, there you go. Because I say some of them have been like updated in their HD now, but this one was not on the DVD.
Yeah, no, this one was a quarter of the screen,
Yeah. But I hate that I feel
and
like
also
this.
it kept pixelating out so badly as well.
Yeah, which really takes you out of the film. And I think this is the problem. I loved Leatherface so much. I love that character. He's so creepy. I remember loving this film, and watching it's actually hurt me a little bit because I'm like, why am I not loving this? Why am I not like obsessed?
I think as well for me, like it was the sound engineering as well, and mixing. Like you go from one scene where you can't hear a word they're saying because it just sounds like car, to like the next scene, they'd be shouting like this, and then the next scene after that, like there would be no sound at all because it was like a distant shot or something. And it's just like I didn't know whether I'd have my volume turned up to 400, and also there was no subtitles for this film either
Well, you
available.
know, they built a house with no ramp. So, did you really think accessibility was going to be big on this film?
No.
Like, yeah, I hate that I don't love it, and that's making me more wound up. I'm trying to, like,
Find a saving grace.
yeah, it is really, yeah. I will always give it that. Is that the whole implication, the ideas behind it is horrific. The fact that they pitch it as a real story as well is pretty fucking creepy. Did you do you know, Charlie, whether or not it's a real story?
So I did have a little look in. It's like very loosely based off a guy. Can't really tell you much else, but he's not really real, but the fact that there was people stealing things out of the graveyard is real, basically.
Well, talking of two stories, the character of Leatherface was based on a guy called Ed Gein, who I read about in this book that I have, which I was going to give to Tell, and then I never ended up doing that.
Sorry,
But
Jake.
yeah, and so the end, he would basically kill people and use their skin as clothing and things like that.
Delicious.
Delicious. And there was one part in the book which I just thought was like so creepy and so accurate to Texas Chainsaw. And it says, eventually, Ed would confess to wearing the dead skin mask, breast vests, leggings, and other part to roam around the old farmhouse feeling feminine. On some nights when the mood took him, he would don his women's suit and step outdoors to frolic in the moonlight. So it's
Oh,
just, yeah, it's just so fucked
saucy.
up to think of someone doing that. And like, and how accurate it is to Leatherface when at the end you see that little like frustrated dance that he does and the sunset is kind of very like similar. So I wonder how much they took of it from Ed Gein. But it
So,
sounds quite a similar character.
I was going to say, because I think the Silence of the Lambs is based on Ed Gein as well, like the baddie and that. Because I'm pretty sure if I get it, I might get it wrong. I don't know if
Hannibal.
it. No. So
Buffalo
the
Bill.
Buffalo Bill. So have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
Oh.
Yeah, the guy Buffalo Bill's trying to help them catch. Sorry, the guy Cannibal was trying to help them catch Hannibal. Fuck me.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was real life what Ed Gein did, or if it was just what they put in Silence of the Lambs, where he kept them in a pit and starved the women so that when he cut their skin off, it would fit him better because it'd be looser. And I
I
don't know
think
if that was just their interpretation, if that was real.
it
From my
seemed to
understanding.
be more that he would kind of stuff certain body parts in mattresses or in jars and things like that, and then he would wear them and he would keep a shrine to his mum. So the film Psycho is also based on
Oh,
Ed
yeah.
Gein as well, this obsession with his mum and the shrine that he kept for her when she died. But yeah, it was more that, I mean, you could be right, Tell, but from what I can see, it was more like Buffalo Bill, like creating skin parts to wear and to,
Yeah.
and apparently he wished that he'd been a woman instead of a man, and he looked into possibly an operation to change him into one, which also goes back to Texas Chainsaw when you can see with the leather face, yeah, that he's got makeup on.
Yeah.
So there was clearly a lot taken from Ed Gein there, like that maybe Leatherface isn't comfortable in his skin.
He's comfortable in
No
everyone
pun
else's.
intended. But yeah, so I thought that line about frolicking in the moonlight, I mean, Jesus, that just really fucked me up
Yeah.
reading that.
But apparently, so I'm doing a bit of a, I'm on Esquire looking up a few facts. So apparently the shoot was actually excruciating. So they said, one, they were in Texas in the middle of summer. So it was over, I would say 100 degrees, but that's Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is Celsius,
I
other than
think looking
fucking
at
hot.
like 30, 40 degrees.
Yeah, probably closer to 40. Texas gets hot. And because it was central Texas, so it was quite humid. It was bad because he wore a mask, and that mask was made out of latex. So even though he could breathe through it fine, it was tight against his skin, and so he was always soaking wet. And then he had to wear a wool suit and wool trousers the whole time. And that was Hansen, who I believe played Leatherface. And then even Hooper, so Tobe Hooper, who was the director, even said his memory of shooting this film was that it was miserable, hot, and very hard work. So it's just like they were, like, even the director was getting pushed and they were really pushing the actors. So I think that kind of shows in their reactions and how hard, like, it actually took a toll on them. I read somewhere as well that I don't think they, like, some of the actors weren't like washing or cleaning their clothes or showering for like weeks because they were trying to keep like the continuity. And obviously, that's much easier to do nowadays, but back then it was much harder. So they just did it authentically and just didn't wash.
A bit like Carrie.
Yeah.
Do you know or think that that was a live chainsaw, and he'd actually been Gunnar Hansen was like actually turning it on.
Yeah, if you don't have the chain on a chainsaw, you can it still makes a sound.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because like in Halloween Horror Nights when I used to go there, they used to do that. Yeah, just fucking run for my life.
I might, no, thank you.
Clowns running after me. Yeah, but everything was like, you could tell that it was very much sort of DIY, like even with the hammer, you could tell obviously when it was hit, you know, hitting her head, that wasn't real, but they looked like a real hammer that was like going very, very close to her head. And none of this was very, I mean, obviously it was done on a really small budget, so I get it, but it's so funny how like the health and safety of that time wasn't really thought about as much like it is now.
But he was saying as well, so that like obviously just like before the hammer bit or with the hammer bit and that whole like dinner table scene. So that 5 minute scene took 26 hours to shoot, not in a row, but like over obviously their filming days. But the poor actress, so Marilyn Burns, who was like tied to the chair, and again, it's just saying that she just like it's burned into her memory. Sorry, that was someone else that said that, but it was just like that whole scene was just it really put like. At that point, we were really just on the verge of mental collapse, is one of the like quotes, because it's just how awful it was. Like she just and like Marilyn was saying, like just being tied to that chair and having these men looming over her constantly, and it was like really unnerving. And I think it is really intense. And again, like as a woman, when you've been in that situation, like not even that extreme, but just when men kind of leer at you, and you just like get uncomfortable. Where it's like, let alone that, where you're just being actually like in your
Yeah.
face and you're tied there with nothing you can do. It's horrible.
Being aggressive, yeah.
That's intense.
Mm.
It's funny that this is considered a classic because maybe a lot of people love it because it was small, it was a smaller budget and they weren't as tight on the health and safety things. Whereas now horror is so like very much smooth and put together. But it's very clean cut these days. Rather back then, no one really gave a shit. So you had your Texas Chainsaws, your Halloweens, Last House on the Left, like these really, like, don't give a
Gritty.
fuck. Yeah, gritty horror films. And I think that's what people like because there's a nostalgia there that maybe that's why I think so many people like Terrifier because it was so brutal
Yeah,
and low budget and quite raw and pretty like fucked up. And that's what some people, you know, people like to have a break from these kind of Conjuring Universe films.
yeah. I do think you're right. I do think this is one of those horrors that kind of takes it back to the bare bones of just being horrific. But something was missing, and I don't know if it was something was missing or if just I just wanted more of that horrific and less of the like build up. And I
Yeah.
understand in the car they were like picking up the hitchhiker, and he was kind of sad. Why the fuck would you have picked up a hitchhiker? Who would, like, just no, stop. I know it
It
was the
was a
70s.
scar. Can't
No,
discriminate.
just
He
why
cut
would
his
you pick up
hand,
a
though.
hitchhiker? He cut his hand, but like, what? Yeah, but again, it was the
That was
70s.
when
Picking
he
up
was a child.
hitchhikers was quite normal, so. But again, at the end, like the other fucking driver, I couldn't believe it. When she pulled over, well, she scared the lorry into pulling over. He killed the guy, yay. She's running away from Leatherface, gets into the lorry, and then they both get out the other door. And I was like, why didn't you drive?
I thought this. And then also, the driver of that car didn't get in the back of the van that she then got to escape
Oh,
in.
yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
where's the lorry
Yeah.
driver?
He got fucked over.
He got
Meanwhile,
massively fucked
Leatherface
over.
is doing a fucking sun dance
Oh.
in the fucking sunrise.
Just that
Oh.
last bit. Like, I know when you're in a panic, you don't make the smartest decisions, but drive the fucking lorry.
Yeah. We don't really see what happened to him.
No, we don't see what happened to the lorry driver.
Rip.
And I hate to make one
Rip.
very obvious assumption, but I think he's dead. I think
Yeah.
he might be dead.
I don't think he was used to doing too much cardio.
Do you guys not agree though that like at the end when Sally's in the back of that car and she's like screaming but out of relief and
Yeah.
it's that like hysterical, is that not, do you, is that to me is like so good.
I do
It's
kind of love
so
that.
effective, but
Yeah,
yeah.
I do kind of love that. I love that it was still a scream that they used, but it was a very contrasting scream in that oh my God, I'm free kind of feeling. A small part of me was like, go on, car, break down. Just because
You psychopath.
No, but you know, like, again, I think we've psychopath. I think we've seen that in a horror film before, where it was like, you think you're free, and then suddenly you're not, and that whole reaction changes. But I like that they didn't, because she did deserve to get away after all that.
It also set up for a second movie.
He did. It
I
did.
was fed up of her screaming by that point. I just wanted to shut up. Well, she got that chainsaw, just whacked it around her neck.
No, I like that she was a final girl. I like that they had a survivor. It just,
It was an easy final person, though. One of the guys was in a wheelchair. Like, there was no way he was going to survive, really. And I
No,
feel
God.
like they fucked up by doing that. I'd rather it, like, the underdog, because he was the underdog at that point as well, was like a final girl, man, a final person.
Yeah.
But then
I
I
don't
guess she's
know.
only the final girl
It's
because she's
interesting.
then lost her brother and la di da di da.
But, and again, because the lorry ran over, I don't know who he is to Leatherface, but you like part of me was slightly happy because I was like, Leatherface is like free as well. Because, like, what's up with the other? Like, they were all just so mean to him. And I was like, just leave him alone. Maybe he wouldn't be a psycho killer if you were fucking nicer to him. But
He'll
I don't
just
know.
be an everyday butcher now.
I think that's what just really, I don't know. They're, well, not, I mean, there's a few things that clearly upset me about this, or not upset me, but I just didn't warm to. But I think one of them is that Leatherface is also a victim. And that messed with me because I was like, yes, you can be a victim and the problem. But in my head, Leatherface was always the baddie, not a victim. And it really, I don't know where I forgot that along the line. I was like,
Well, it's
ah.
interesting you say that because I was saying earlier about there's actual a proper theme about violence against women in this film, more so than other films. And like how you say Leatherface is kind of a victim as well, as like a man. But somewhat there was a
Feminine man, I will point out.
there was a review about it where they say that Sally is wounded and tortured, yet manages to survive with the help of a male truck driver. And they obviously say as well that the three men are killed in a quick fashion, but one woman is brutally slaughtered, hung on a meat hook, and a surviving woman endures physical and mental torture. So it is funny when you sort of read it like that, that they really did go ham on the women.
No, they did absolutely, and I'm not defending Leatherface because
No, but
he
it's just
hung a
an
woman from a
interesting,
meat
like,
hook.
no, absolutely, but it's an interesting way of looking at it, that he's been made, he is, his family have made him this way, basically.
Yeah, nature versus
And
nurture.
I also don't want to jump into this again, because obviously I mentioned this in last episode, but also, from what we can tell, they are a family. Families can't
I know where you're
just
going
be
with this.
men. And that was one of my assumptions of what was going to happen yet again. And I don't know
Yeah.
whether it's just because that's what it's set up to be, or maybe, I mean, obviously, hopefully they were just going to kill her off eventually.
Yeah, it's bad when you're actually hoping death on the victim because you're like, better than the alternative. Like when she ran into the road at the end, and I thought when she was in front of the lorry, obviously trying to wave him down, at one point I did think she was like, just fucking kill me because it's better. Like, I just can't go back. And I was like, yeah, feel that. So bad, isn't it?
Also, can we talk about the costumes just quickly?
Yeah.
The white flares, the Afro disco looking like a member of a Bee Gees guy. You've got proper, like, 70s shag cut going on. We had it all. And members of ABBA. What is
Yeah, it was good. And the iconic scene of the girl walking up to the farmhouse and she's got like the backless top on with her
thought she
shorts.
was topless. Is it meant to be that she looks
Yeah,
like that?
that was the
Like,
look,
it's a
yeah.
slasher film, of course it
I guess
is.
she's meant to be the slutty one because she went off with the guy. So,
Who knows?
but yeah, iconic costumes, I'll give them that.
What about Leatherface? Do you like his costume?
I preferred him to Mike Myers.
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Not Shrek.
Praise the Lord, Shrek.
Austin Powers.
So the only thing that I didn't like about his costume was the fact that it changed. I feel like over, obviously now we've dived into it a little bit more. I understand why it changed and why that is good. But at the time, like as a, we've only known him for 5 minutes. Like keeping him in the same costume, please. It's very confusing when you're a baddie with a mask on. Keep to the same look, please.
I figured I was still the same guy with a mask on.
Well, who knows in this film? Could be the granddad upstairs.
Oh my God, yeah, the granddad. I thought that I said
Suck the finger.
I know. Like that was just oh.
You gent like I don't know about you guys, but I thought he was dead until.
Yeah. I think you're meant to, and then you realize that he's the granddad of the family. What did you think of the effects for that tail? Because I know there wasn't like it wasn't, but it I think it was pretty effective for the time that it came out. But what do you think?
Yeah, no, I like with the like with his skin. I think that was really fucking effective because, as Charlie said, like you didn't even realize it was a person for a while. Like it is really fucked up and really creepy. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Unfortunately, I can't find a lot on the SFX, and I don't know if it was because of the time. So obviously they didn't really record as much. I don't know if it was. There isn't a lot other than like obviously the actual original mask, but it might have gone more under props. And then obviously Grandad. I do, however, the only well, there's two people listed for makeup, and one is Dean Miller, but he's uncredited. So again, I don't know how much or little he did. But we have a Dorothy J. Pearl, who was the makeup artist, and she had an assistant. No, she didn't. Sorry, I've read that wrong. W.E. Barnes was the grandfather's makeup. So they probably focused a lot more, obviously, on that sort of leathery look. But the only other thing I could find, which I did think was a bit kind of funny, was so for Dorothy Pearl, while working on the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, she accidentally injected herself in the leg with formaldehyde while preparing one of the props. So there we go. There is your absolute lack of health and safety going on with these older films.
Fucking hell, there we go. That sums it all up, doesn't it?
That really does, yeah. Something else I also did just see the original fact when it came up, when I said, oh, they did that whole scene in 26 hours, not consecutively. No, that actually was consecutively, and it was 27 hours. So that dinner scene was done in one marathon of a day.
Oh my God.
Whoa, I hope that she snacked throughout that.
She must have been fucking mentally just
No,
gone.
that screaming was probably real. Like, just
Yeah.
like fucking God from the last, from the
Exhaustion.
25th hour, just like.
Probably.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Fucking hell. It sounds like a pretty knackering film to be on. I don't know if I've been trying to starting to ask you this question a bit more, Tel, but like, would you be on SFX in the films that we pick? But this one sounds like a fucking nightmare, to be honest.
Like, again, maybe not, because I'd love to do a remake that was slightly gorier, and I'd love to kind of be involved with that, but it's the lack of gore in this that again makes it so creepy, because it's, as we keep saying, it's the implication rather than the visual. So it's real, it's yeah, it's a hard one. I don't know how much use I'd be.
Have you seen any of the other films, though?
I've seen Leatherface, and I think I've seen the newer Texas Chainsaw, so I can't remember if I've seen any of the sequels.
And Charlie, have you?
Nope.
No.
This
Okay.
is my first time running with Leatherface,
Cool.
aside from Dead by Daylight.
Charlie, when you were saying about him wearing several masks, so he actually wears three masks. The ration, so this is from Mental Floss. So the rationale being that they were the only way he could truly express himself. There's the plain killing mask he wears for most of the film, the grandma mask he wears while preparing dinner to show his domestic side, and
Yeah.
the makeup covered mask he wears to sit down to dinner, complete with a suit in a southern tradition of dressing up for the evening meal. So that's why he has so many masks. He's trying to, express.
I know, but it's annoying. Just stick to one mask. Okay, maybe later films, like change them around and whatever. But for now, just keep it simple.
So, Katie, Do you think you would survive Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
If I was up against the granddad, then yes.
Yeah.
And you
He'd
know
bash
what?
you with the AA
Leatherface,
hammer.
yeah. And Leatherface was running pretty slowly. He could have easily caught up with Sally. And so did the brother. So I reckon I could outrun these people. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna say yes, because it's our last fucking episode, and I'm fucking saying yes.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, what about you? Even though we all know the answer.
Of course, I'm going to survive.
How?
Reason.
By being Charlie.
No, that's
Yeah,
not good enough
okay.
reason. We need the how.
How? I would smash
How?
around. How
How?
would I? I can't give away my survival skills.
No, that's literally the point of this.
Nah, fuck it. So I don't know. I just would. I'd work my way around it. I mean,
Work my way around
I
it.
could give
This the answer's getting
Leatherface.
shitter. Like,
I
I
could give
just would.
Leatherface. I'll trade Leatherface a cut and blow dry in exchange for my freedom. I could help him reach peak femininity.
Ah, so you'd stay as a prisoner
You know
and
what? I'd join the crew. The boys, they seem like a good bunch. I'd become
mean
one of the lads if I have to.
so you'd woo them, you'd
I'd
join the
woo them.
family, and then you'd exchange services for your safety.
Yes.
At least you have
I'm
a
not,
plan this time.
I will be turning vegetarian now, or vegan
Yeah,
in
so I
certain
wouldn't risk any of it.
circumstances. But apart from that, yeah, I'm all right.
See, at least you have a plan this week, not just a,
Yes.
I'll figure it out.
How about you, Till?
I'm going to be confident and say yes, because although I think he's terrifying and could kill me, he would have to catch me. I am faster than him. And even when he like picks the girl up, like I feel like I could fight really, really hard.
He's got a
So,
chainsaw, mate.
no, I know, but when he's carrying her, he's not holding the chainsaw at the same time.
No, but he's got some meat hooks ready for you.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I feel like, yes, she was kind of fighting, but I feel like I'd fight a fucking shit ton harder. And at the end of the day, he's human, which means if I could get a weapon, he is killable. It's not like Freddy and Jason where he's just going to come back. He is killable. So I'm going to give, yeah, I'm going to give myself a chance in this one. Although I am also, again, it's once you meet the rest of the family, you're suddenly outnumbered. But if she got away, I feel like I could.
True.
Charlie, it's very funny about you mentioning that you turned vegetarian, because there was a lot of themes of that as well. Like, even Toby Hooper said it, the IF film is about meat, and it's about the chain of life and killing sentient beings. And the director, Guillermo del Toro, he became a vegetarian after seeing the film.
See?
I mean, what's really
So we
awkward,
got
it,
twins.
I was trying to eat my dinner actually while watching this, and there was a point I was like,
Hell.
I couldn't, I was running
Oh,
out of time.
I ate popcorn.
Yeah, but not beef.
No, not beef. No pork either.
Yeah, it was good dinner, just bad timing.
So, guys, what are we rating Texas Chainsaw Massacre Spooks out of 5 for our last episode of the season? And what is our favourite spook? And Charlie, I'll come to you first.
My favorite spook, I think, would have been where in the car the guy was slicing up his hand. Like, and they mention it after, like, just how much willpower that takes to cut yourself up. Like, fuck that. Like, it's just horrible to watch. So I think
Yeah.
that's gonna be my favorite spook. But I also like the put bit as well, where Thingy's in his wheelchair and obviously they're looking for their mates in the dark, and then out of nowhere comes bloody Leatherface. I like that as well. Very effective. And spooks. I'm gonna give this maybe a 2 out of 5. As I've said, like, I found it very, very slow to get into. Her screaming annoyed me. But also I did quite like the running scene. I liked that a lot. And yeah, I don't know. It just wasn't my favorite film that we've done, I'm afraid. Sorry. How
All
about you,
right.
Tell?
So they don't all have to be your favorite film, Charlie. My spook has got to be the meat hook. That's horrific.
Oh yeah.
It's got to be the meat hook. Spooks out of five. Oh my God. The funny thing is, now we've talked about it, I want to watch it again and see what I missed and just kind of do it right. Like, again, I don't know if I was just in the wrong headspace. And I don't know if next time I watch it, I'm going to be like, I love this film. What's wrong with me? So I don't want to suddenly be like, I'm going to give it a one and then fucking regret it. Because again, it has done so much for horror films and the horror community. So I'm now doubting, but I feel like I'm going to listen to this episode in editing and be like, rewatch it in the next couple of weeks and be like, I'm a fucking idiot. What was I talking about? So I'm going to give it a three, which is higher than I thought I was going to at the beginning. But I think because I can appreciate how much it's done, the more I've talked about it, and again, that suspense and the actual mind fuckery of it is really good. There's things I'd change, but I'm going to give it credit for the fact it was in the 70s. Katie, what about you?
Well, I've been a bit like, I've not been very good with my spooks because they've not really been ones that have scared me, but they're just like my favorite film parts of the film. But yeah, so it's a bit of a lie. But mine's going to be at the end when he's dancing around with his chainsaw in the sunset. It's like my favorite bit ever. And it's one of my favorite moments of any horror film ever. I love it. And yeah, so I'm going to give it a five spooks.
Oh, she's going in for
She's
big
done it.
guns.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't, when I was about to watch this, I didn't expect that I was going to give it a five, but that is what I've given it. I
Gosh,
just
all
really,
guns
really loved
blazing.
it. I know. I didn't expect this. But yeah,
I
it's
didn't
going to.
expect this from you.
No, it's going to be a five for me. I think it's a perfect horror film. So yeah.
I watch it with you, Katie, so that it might bring my love back because I remember loving this.
You did.
I
You loved
love.
it way more than me. You were always defending it.
I know. And now I'm like breaking my own
Eating your
heart.
words.
Can we re-record this in like a week when I'm like, I'll go to a pumpkin patch, I'll get into the haunted mood, and then I'll like watch it again and
Okay.
see it. Honestly, so like I future me is gonna listen to this and be like, what a dickhead. Can I watch it with you again? We'll do the candle thing. We'll like we said with Dracula, we'll get the candles going, we'll make it horror.
Yeah, sounds good.
We'll put my phone in another room so I have
Red
no
wine.
distractions. Red wine, absolutely.
Let's
We'll make
do
it. Let's do
it.
it. Amazing. Wow, that was the 1974 the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Join us again in a couple of weeks for our Halloween special. Check us out on all the, I'm sorry, I'm very hyper now. Check us out on all the socials to see what's going on and what we're going to be doing for it and any other lovely October fun that we'll be having. And join us along the way. Until then, like, subscribe, follow, whatever all that bullshit is. And bye.
Bye.
Don't die.
Insert chainsaw noise here.